Welcome to your five for the day. It's surprising how phrases and ideas pass in and out of favour with each generation. The more the phrase is used, the more the idea of the truth originally contained frequently becomes obscured and lost. Such a situation has occurred with the Bible expression born again. At one time, it was used only in evangelical circles, but today, it's become a household word. It's used by comedians and cartoonists, by politicians and footballers. It's used to describe every imaginable situation from political comeback to recovery from illness. What does the expression really mean? Does it have any relevance for us in the 21st century? Or is it just an expression in vogue today? Original sources are always useful in deciding on the value of a phrase or saying. And that source, the third chapter of the Gospel of John, is where we find this expression coming from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ to a religious leader called Nicodemus. Various versions of the Bible translate the expression born again, born anew, born from above. So if we gather together the thoughts that these uses of the word denote, we get to know its real meaning. To be born again implies the truth that something must have been lacking in our first birth. The united testimony of the New Testament writers is that our first birth was as a son of Adam into a fallen family, and as a result, we are not fit for life in heaven, nor for pleasing God upon earth. So another birth is needed. To be born anew suggests a different kind of birth and a different kind of life than our first birth gave us. It's the quality of that as eternal life that counts. To be born from above places the final piece in the puzzle. It tells us of a spiritual birth effected by the power of God that fits us for heaven. As Nicodemus, the wise teacher of his religion, listened, he showed his astonishment. How can these things be? Many who have tried self-help efforts to reform their natural life have reached a similar crisis. But we further learn that in an age when we prefer to sit on the fence and avoid commitment to absolutes and non-excluding phrases, the words of the Lord Jesus to Nicodemus sound almost bigoted. Ye must be born again. No excuses, no exclusions, no exemptions are listed. It is his heaven, and he has sovereign right to dictate its entrance requirements. No effort, religion, right, or human arrangement can cancel his mandate. To answer Nicodemus's astonishment and confessed ignorance, the Lord Jesus used an object lesson with which Nicodemus was familiar. Just as an uplifted serpent in the days of Moses became the means for dying Israelites to have new life, so an uplifted Christ becomes the means whereby men in need of life can look and live. It's not baptism, communion, or church membership that imparts life, but dependence upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary. No wonder the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."